Suck it straight from the bottle.
I'm not drinking from a bottle of wine.
100 milliliter bottle of the rich cream. All those Ozempic ass recessed asses. Like, it's time to bring back the fucking dog.
When I opened it, John is on the floor. Violence is on the floor.
Well, that's how some of these girls felt.
Whole coach style.
They were going to get me to stay in the wild.
I was thinking, like, what do you think the percentage is? How often do you think we open up the podcast on a positive note, being like, I can't believe this is my life right now, as opposed to like a negative, like we're really going through it.
So this is your question? This is your question for the show?
It's not my question for the show.
Okay.
But it's just a quick, like, we don't have to get too into it.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, like.
You're thinking what?
No, you go ahead. It's like we're fucking news reporters. You're nodding while the lag is occurring.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm seeing myself being videotaped, so it's kind of, I kind of like it, you know? I didn't know I was so handsome.
Yeah, dude, loves being behind the camera. Yeah, he's well lit.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got it so well.
Brother, I'm an aesthete, you know? I know where to get the lights. I know where to set them. I know how to compose. Yeah, a fucking 16x9 frame. Back to your question.
Damn.
I think we usually open it up pretty negatively. I think genuinely, like generally, we are like very negative people. And it's something I'm working on. I'm sure you're working on too. Yeah, so, but I think opening up this show is like, with a question is always good. I have a question for you. It's not necessarily what you think it's going to be, but...
Okay.
Like what I sent you, like that's kind of what I was thinking of asking you. But what I really want to ask you is, how does it feel being one of downtown's most eligible bachelors?
Oh my God.
Brother, how is it feeling? Are you on cloud nine? You're no comment.
No comment. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint. I didn't really feel anything. It brought about a few interesting conversations.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's about it. Conversation.
Not what I'm thinking. Okay.
Not what I think.
Not what I think.
The follower count went up a bit, and you know the label loves to see that.
I love to see that. I love to see anything, your follower count go up. I love to see anything associated with the podcast. I thought it was very cute.
All press is good press.
All press is good press. I thought it was very cute that. With the little like write up next to your name, it said like morning dew, right? That was it, right?
Yeah. Okay, I did forget about that. That was probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
Happy to be associated with a few wonderful, talented gentlemen up there. Yeah, I hope they're out there with some dates lined up. Me got nothing lined up, but I wish the best for all of us, and that's it.
Well, I'm glad we're making it on some end of the year lists, or I'm living not vicariously through you, because I do not want to be single. I am very happy in my relationship, but I am, you know, if you're excited, I'm excited, right? Like that's the partnership we
well,
have,
that's what,
right?
You know, I was
that's
trying the, to
it's
be
like,
positive.
It's like, I love my single friends because it's like, goddamn, they get into it. Like they get into the weirdest shit. The weirdest things pop up, you know, whether it be date stories, whether it be one night stands.
Well, not me.
Whether it be hard, difficult conversations, you know, like I fucking live for it. So I'm hoping in the horizon, you have some of that coming your way.
Are you drinking from a...
Yo, I am not. I'm not drinking from a bottle of wine.
you were sucking straight from the bottle. Is it soju? What is that? It looks like.
Sorry, I was busy mewing. Okay, there's no laugh there. That's fine. okay.
I just not letting
all
you
right,
get
so
out
the
of
bottle,
it.
The bottle, it is an IPA. from the rustic area of Montreal, the rustic Montreal. And it's been sitting in the back of my fridge for like a year now. It was a gift from friend of the pod, Christina. And I'm just now getting around to drinking it because I have no liquor. Well, I have liquor in the house, but I choose not to drink it because I got that goddamn self-control. But I wanted something.
Keeps temptations out of the house.
Absolutely, King. And I wanted to... it's been back there for too long, and I thought, fuck it. It's been a while since I pre-gamed anything. You know, it's not that I'm feeling some social anxiety. We've been talking about this a little bit, but I don't know. Like, I think I don't go out as much as I used to, and for very good reason. But yeah, and I feel better because of that. But there are also some drawbacks to where, in that, like, I am a remote worker, island of one, and I work for myself, and so. Right. There'll be days, you know, like if Anna's busy or whatever, like there will be days where I will go on without, like, I won't even like people word the whole entire time. Like I feel like,
right.
I don't even know if this is, you know, whatever, this is the language of the times. So I'm not going to like tiptoe around this, but like, I feel like sometimes I'm like developing autism, like, because I don't see people, like, and the thing is, it's like I have this hang up too where I'm a little self-conscious about my, like, you know, not just social faux pas or whatever, but like just being fucking just like anxious about having to go out again, that like I get in my head and then I just end up being weird. And so I think what this beautiful, beautiful Montreal IPA is doing for me right now is calming the nerves. It's it's preparing me.
Quenching the thirst. Absolutely. Two things to say about that. First, I hope you snapped a selfie, taking a sip, and sent it to front of the pod, Christina, because she'll love to see that you were finally making use of that gift. And because Christina, I will say, she is one of the best. Well, okay, let me take
this. Well, damn, all right, you better edit that out. Yeah.
I wouldn't say the best. She's one of the most. Like, she will send a gift for like Christmas, you know, for your birthday. She always, you know, if she stays at your apartment, she comes bearing gifts.
Bro, yeah.
So she's very consistent in that way. And I always like the surprises she sends at the end of the year. But second thing, yeah, I feel like that's how I was in Chicago when, back in the good old days when I was doing music full time. If I didn't go get like a coffee in the morning, I would not have, like, the only person I would talk to would be like you at the end of the day. And that's like, even if I felt like I was going to bed early, sometimes I wouldn't even like see anyone. So I always felt then once I went out and had that first conversation, I'd fumble through my words, or when we did go out on the weekend and people would be like, so what have you been up to? Or how was your week? I would panic because I would just imagine, like, I was in the apartment. I went to the kitchen. I sat down at my desk. I was in Ableton. You know, I had a nice shower. I put chicken in a blender at that time and made a protein shake.
Yeah. I generally kind of take issue with people who like try to make small talk like that. Like, yo, how's your fucking week? It's like, come on. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like 9 times out of 10, most people, like, their lives are fairly like mundane. Like, they have routines. They're going to be a little boring with it. Like, I don't know. Just don't ask me about myself. Ask me about something you've been thinking about, and then maybe we can have a conversation. I think maybe that's like the way to go about it. If anyone's having any social anxiety, brother, just fucking find a topic, find something that's been interesting you, and ask people for their opinions on it. So I don't know, but hey, I have a question, right? And I know we're going long in this intro here. We'll get to the skincare, folks. We'll get into other things too, but I think, all right, granted, this has been in my fridge for a year. And I have no basis to say this other than I think we're at a natural wine fatigue. We're in natural wine fatigue. We're in wine fatigue. I mean, wine will never be like done, but is there like a craft beer comeback on its way? Am I just feeling a little confident because I'm having a craft beer right now? It's been years. It's been like 7 years since I've had.
You know, that's actually a really interesting question. I'll have to pay more attention throughout the coming weeks. That's something I haven't noticed, but what I 100% have noticed is the wine fatigue. And I think it's been like, but I think it's been hand in hand with like the last year with the quiet luxury trend where it's not about the natural wines anymore. Now it's knowing about like, you know, old wine countries, old regions, picking your wine based off region, not based off the fun little design and the funky orange color, the hue of the red, the Chobel red. But I don't craft beer. I mean, I'm sure people are craft beer never went away in the Midwest. I still see the beer garden posts. I see the brewery trips. This weekend actually we've got a few friends having another clothing sale. Not Gerald, but
oh, are you talking about Isabel and Megan
and Sophie and Yeah. They're it's at Grimm, which is that brewery like down the street from us.
Oh
like
yeah.
Metropolitan and something. I
don't
know.
I'll swing by.
I don't think it's making a comeback, especially you know with the calorie obsessed. Well, I don't want to say obsessed. The you know everyone's always keeping their calories in mind.
Sure.
In New York and that craft beer is packing a punch.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, I think that is the reason why people don't like indulge in it because it is, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm not someone who is one of like on like an extremist in being like, I fucking hate craft beer. It tastes like shit. Anybody who's drinking it is like deluding themselves. I'm not there, but, I want to kind of go back really quick, to what you said about how people are getting more like they're not retreating, but maybe progressing to like more knowledge about wine in general because they've caught on. Well, this is what I think. It's so funny when anything like natural wine becomes popular or like wine or anything that like, I don't know. I don't even know where this exists in like a category. But as soon as like something like becomes like very, very popular, all the people who are like quiet strivers, like who think they're going to one day, like quiet strivers who think like who are operators who think one day they're going to like transcend, like, I don't know, their economic situation, class or whatever. They have to find new things that they're able to like in order to like mask the fact that they're probably just like middle class. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, maybe I'm being a little kind of an asshole about people who are actually like, or, you know, to people who are interested in wine. You know, I have some friends who are like technically sommeliers and well, they are sommeliers, but like I never hang out with them. And so I don't know anything about wine. So I am the guy that's like, fuck yeah, that fucking label. That looks dope. You know? So
yeah,
I do pick on that and, but whatever, fuck it. Fuck it. We ball.
quiet strivers,
dog.
I had never heard that before.
I just came up with it. Striving in silence.
You didn't take it from somewhere?
I take a lot of things, but
unfortunately, I think I'm a quiet striver.
Well, you know, it's something. Look, here's the thing. It's the thing. I can be at times, but I think it's something that's like, it's like goes back to the etiquette thing. People who are really obsessed with etiquette, they're actually really showing their ass because the fact of the matter is, if you are like super, if money's not an issue, if like class status doesn't matter, you can just be. Like you don't have to pretend to be, you just are. Therefore, the people who are pretending to be, they're going to be like taking on behaviors of what they think is, you know, I don't know, the top. And so I think that's what I think about wine. Yeah. I think like you can use that for a lot of different things. I'm going to enjoy my fucking, my IPA.
What's, you got another question?
You know, no, I think we took up enough time. I was going to ask, well, I could bring this up during the skincare segment.
Yeah, let's keep going.
All right. So today, everybody, we want to talk about Dinks, but before we get to that, let's get to a quick skincare segment. Let's see what's up with you, Emilio. What are we, any updates you got for me? Not just skincare. I always forget that we try to, you know, everything under the umbrella of fucking wellness and being, you know, I will go back and say that. I show my ass sometimes. I am a quiet striver. And maybe this is where all this kind of comes from.
Okay.
The skincare, other bullshit, all this shit. Like, whatever. All the things that we do to, I guess, feel like we're headed to the top. What's going on with you lately?
Well, you know, as I think I mentioned last episode, I switched over my gym membership to a spot a block away, and it's I haven't been able to do it every day, but at least, well, I'm in week 2. So I think last week I did it like 3 days. Okay, this is also why I was asking you a question earlier about what separates us from these like grind set normie guys and like us, because last week I woke up at 5:30 a.m. like 3 days. This week, what day is it? Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday, I think I've done it twice. But just because it's amazing being able to get up, get outside, and I'm at the gym in like 30 seconds. It's so close. And can't say I've been working out that hard because I'm trying to get, you know, slowly back into it. But something has been beautiful about I was pushing through a set and I was about to stop. And then I just looked around at the room and saw all the beefy guys. Just one guy barked, you know, they're all sensing. And I was like, okay, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to push. I'm going to do 3 extra reps. Cause if I physically do these 3 extra reps, the next time I'm like,
yeah,
mentally, the next time I'm like, I don't feel like doing that. It's that muscle memory is going to kick in and I'm going to, it has also like a mental effect where I'm like, all right, now I can push through life because I pushed through those extra reps. You know, I feel like it's been giving me mental fortitude. But so there's that. And then ordered a couple items of skincare from Timeless, which I kind of mention a lot. I ordered this thing called, they just arrived today, so I haven't used it. I've used it in the past though, but just kind of fell off. And there are 2 products. It's Q10 and Matrixyl.
Matrixyl? What's Matrixyl?
Which, they both have hyaluronic acid, but they add in like, okay, hold on. Okay, Matrixyl has, this is what the website says, 6 critical skin building essentials. I don't want to unlock 20%. Hold on. Okay. With 6 critical skin building essentials, this powerful polypeptide targets pronounced wrinkles, expression lines, by stimulating collagen production, along with ultra hydrating properties of hyaluronic acid, it helps tired, damaged skin and treats pronounced wrinkles and sun damaged skin, blah, 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 blah. And the Q10 just has kind of the same thing, but has antioxidants as well. So I'm going to start using the Q10 in the morning and the Matrixyl at night, which I guess I did just use. And then I got to give a shout out to the lovely people over at Purple PR, because we got,
oh my God,
we got the 100-milliliter bottle of the, I feel rich now, of the Rich Cream.
Quiet Strivers.
Yeah. It's literally like, it's bigger than my forearm.
Yo.
It's massive.
All right. I was going to try to keep myself from saying this because I did not want to like, I'm trying like, harder.
Dick?
No, but it's related. Like, as soon as you said, like, I wanted to take a picture of this to like, you know, to post on the gram or whatever, to be like, holy shit, it's so big, you know? It's making me shy, you know? But
yeah,
when you said that immediately, like, I, you know, it's like the size of my forearm. I'm going to be telling all myself right now just because, look, you know, I don't look at it much anymore, but there's a lot of porn out there, right? And I'm an old man now. I'm like 30. I've seen it all, but you know, when it comes
to
innovating
in the space anymore,
when it comes to like videos where the point is like the guy has a huge dick, right? There's a thing. There's like a thing that like, you know, the actresses will do to like be like, oh my God, it's so big, and they'll fucking put their forearms like right up next to it, and my dirty little brain, that's all I could think of when I saw this thing.
Damn.
I think I need to go to church. I don't think
I've seen those those works of film.
Okay.
But sure. It is like I was when I opened it, I was like mouth jaw to the floor. I was truly shocked.
Bro, that's how some of these girls felt.
I was like listeners, this is like I'm the bottle.
I was like,
is,
damn, that's how it's like. That's wow. I can't believe.
So I feel like we do. Like I feel at some point this weekend I will post something because it's quite a generous gift. Do you remember how much the Do they even sell the size bottle?
Dude, I think it's new. Let's I don't see. Know why we got it sent to us. Like, I think they're just... I mean, I'm so happy about it because I went through the first Rich Cream that we got that was sent to us. I went through it so quickly.
It's
my favorite product. Like, and not because of the connotation of being associated with Augustinus Spotter, but it's just
good.
It's a great cream. It's a great moisturizer. Yeah. It doesn't, you know, you it's not like. I don't want to lie. I have no idea. I don't think there are really any actives in it. And maybe I'm like butchering again what like actives are, what constitutes an active. But it's such like for someone who has sensitive skin, I think it's just like a top tier moisturizer. Oh, there's a reason why they sell it at that price point. And
yeah, the 50 milliliter bottle is $290. So
okay. We got really, it's only 90
milliliter bottle.
I thought it was 290. Like 200, 290. Oh, okay, so this is, all right, so it's probably like 350 or 400.
Fucking $500.
I know, I almost thought about like gifting it to somebody.
You know what?
To myself.
I was going to send it to my mom. Yeah, I was going to send it to my mom, and then I was like, I'm hurting right now. I actually needed a moisturizer.
Yo, yeah.
You know, and maybe this cream will get me into the right, the glow of the cream will get me into the right rooms where
you can be quietly striving.
I'll be closing on quietly striving to build my wealth. But yeah, that's what about you? Other than the Rich Cream, anything else?
Just the Rich Cream. I finally opened up like this Stradia package that had been sitting there for a while because I was going through other things. And I mean, I've had some time to myself lately, so I've been very good about going to bed and doing a routine. Other times where like I used to do this thing. This is the problem with like having a TV in general and having like a very like cozy like bed setup. Like as soon as you lay down and you like are watching your TV, you do not want to get up. And so like sometimes it would just take so much effort to like get out of bed and do anything beyond like just brushing your teeth and like just like hitting the hay. But lately I've been back on my shit, back on the grind, and I've been going through some things. So I needed to open up the Stradia package, back on the rewind. Before the Augustinus Spotter showed up, I was, you know, I still use it like in the morning, like the interface moisturizer.
It's good, yeah.
It's great, it's good. And, you know, other than that, using the IS Clinical peeling pads, and I haven't tried using the Environ Vitamin A, like, retinol moisturizer with another one of these like Caroline Calloway style, but I'll put that on like every other night just to like get that vitamin A to be like ensure that I'm doing something that, you know, produces cell turnover. But yeah, I'm in an interesting, you know, like wellness moment because I'm kind of realizing that like working out isn't all that, even though I'm like back in the gym almost every day. It's funny. You were mentioning the guys who were barking, and there was a guy today as I was doing deadlifts. He was doing deadlifts next to me, and this guy was fucking massive. And he had like
mammoth.
Dude, it's just, and the thing is, I like did my like my sets pretty quickly because I'm like very like get in and out. Like I don't even have to do, I'm not looking to like do too much strength training or like build too much muscle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd already re-racked my, whatever, what are they called? Fucking, weights. I re-racked. Oh, weights, the no, weights. Yeah, the weights.
Yeah, you re-racked.
And I walk around, I like fill up my water bottle, and I come back, and I just see this guy. And the thing is, you know, like, all right, I'm trying to paint a picture for you. You know, like when a guy is so fucking massive that it's like hard for him to move? Like, this guy bending over to grab his bar with like 3 45 plates on each side. Like not, and he's like not even like in a sumo stance or anything, like, cause you don't need to be like, you can just, but he's literally just like bending over, and I can see the arch in his back as he's bringing it up, which like, that's not like a good form really.
You're not supposed to,
you're supposed to keep your ass up. Right. Because you're like, you're working out your legs, and it's just seeing this guy, just like, you're just seeing this guy just like, it looks miserable. He looks miserable, but he's huge. And I don't know how he's that big. I don't know. It's just one of the, it was an out of body experience. Just like being like, oh, we're really just out here doing this. Like we're just lifting weights. That's all right. I don't know. So I'm kind of having a moment where maybe I need to get like into like nutrition a little bit more, or I don't know. Like,
yeah.
So that's where I'm at, but it's good being back in the gym. It's good like having somewhere to go when you're kind of by yourself a lot. So, and then that's a by yourself activity.
Yeah, those guys, they need to work a little bit more on, you know, take a day off of the weights and work on their mobility.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever really loved
the gym?
A sport.
A
sport enough to like want to use that as your exercise, because I feel like,
yeah,
I mean, my body is in also such a different state when I'm getting most of my exercise from sport, because it's more of like a natural, I don't know, I feel like,
yeah,
it has more natural athletic build as opposed to like just packing on pure muscle. And obviously in terms of like a way to get cardio, et cetera, for me, it's a lot more enjoyable to play soccer a few times a week than do anything other than that.
Well, it's not that like I don't like to play sports. It's just that I've reached a point where I like any league that's happening anywhere in any sport, it's like I would have to be like beginner level, or like I would have to just like learn how to do it. And I don't know, like at 32, yeah, it's like the athleticism that I have like with no muscle memory of the sport just like leaves me out to dry. You know, like I'm just like, all right, well, I just can't do that. Now I got to find something like fucking, well, I guess there are sports I could take up, but some of them cost money, and then to get lessons that cost money too. But
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, with that mindset, you're never. you're never gonna get there.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to get into dinks?
Yeah, let's get into dinks.
Let's get into fucking.
You texted me about this, and I honestly never. I think as soon as you told me what dinks meant, I was like, oh yeah, I've heard that before. But just like reading it out loud sounded so ridiculous to me. But
sure.
Dinks is.
Yeah, brother.
I think it's either double or dual, but I think the dual income no kids sounds funnier than double income no kids.
Dual income. Yeah, no, I like dual kid income. Well, no, double income is fine. I don't know.
Okay,
double
income, no kids.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, dinks, man. Dinks. I mean, well, how do we want to get into
so
this?
It's a,
well,
it's a, did you first? I mean, you were obviously aware of like the TikTok trend, right?
I wasn't aware of it until it popped up on Twitter. And then there's like a bunch of like I'm getting a little bit more into TikTok now, but that's an aside. Mm-hmm. But like, there was a video that went viral of this couple in, I don't know, fucking anywhere USA, like walking down the street.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, this conventionally attractive, like young woman. And then this guy who is kind of, I don't know, he looked a little bit, he looked like, I won't say big. Well, he was big and tall. And there's just a lot of things going on in this video. And they were talking about their dink lifestyle, and it's racked up 4 million like views, and they keep going back and forth being like, I'm a dink. I love to like, because I'm a dink, I fucking love being able to wake up in the morning and go play like, you know, watch the game or fucking play 18 holes or something. Right. And then it would turn to the woman and she would say like, I'm a dink. I love being able to go to fucking Costco and buy all the sweets that I want, like not for my kids, you know? And so it's a whole entire posturing kind of thing. And they're like, what?
Yeah. 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 You know, we're dinks. We can eat out every night of the week. Just, so it sparked a lot of debate, 'cause a lot of people in the comments were, you know, really, resonating with half of the people agreed with them, and also shared, you know, how much what they're able to do as they enjoy the dink lifestyle. And then the other half were either like, you guys are
kill yourselves. That's what they were like. They were like, you guys
is so narcissistic and sad. And also just people that had kids sharing their opinions about how wonderful it is to raise a child. And then you sent me an article where Elon Musk, weighed in on on his opinion of the trend on x.com. What did he say? Mm-hmm. You just said,
I didn't even read it. I just saw that. Yeah. He was just like, it's morally awful. And I can understand, like, I don't understand, but like, I get his position because he's someone who's like fathered over like a million children already. Like he's a part of that.
I didn't know
that billionaire gang. That's all about like Epstein style. Let's fucking impregnate the world. Like spread your seed as much as you can with like high IQ offspring. Like I think he's a part of that camp. So it makes sense that he wouldn't like to, you know, he doesn't fuck with the dinks, but brother, you know, like dinks, whatever happened to donk, whatever happened to donks, like,
dinks. With that disposable income, they could both get BBLs, and then they're dinks with donks.
With dinks.
Is that
with
the
donks.
Kind of donk you were talking about, or what?
That's the donk I'm talking about. Like I think we need to stop talking about dinks.
Junk in the trunk.
And we need to fucking bring talk donks back. Fucking let's talk about donks. You know, I think all those Ozempic ass recessed asses, like it's time to bring back the fucking donk.
Yeah, I think the titty was having a moment for a couple of years, but it's time to bring back the wagon.
Bring back the wagon. You know, also, Dink, when I first read it, because I didn't understand it, because I saw people tweeting about it, Dink. That twink got a dink, you know? Yeah. Well, this is where this is going into like what I initially thought. I thought it was like a pejorative term for like a small hog, a piglet, if you will. Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Like, man, my man, he's hauling the runt of the litter right now. He's, you know, like, oh, she likes him, but she's a little concerned about his dinky winky.
He's got a little dink.
Yo, he doesn't have that Augustinus Botter 100 milliliter size cock like that, you know, that the rest of us have. So he's concerned with his dink. So
yeah, dink.
But moving on to, like, in all seriousness, I think all the dink discourse, I fucking hate saying dink. Mm-hmm. Sounds like doink. There was one that was really, like, there were two of them that like were fucking wild to me. Like that someone would even, you know, just get so enraged about just these two people who like have jobs. They just have jobs. They just have middle class, mm-hmm. upper middle class jobs. Probably not even upper middle class. Just like, I don't know, just normal jobs, and they just are just not having kids. And there's a lot, we can get to the reasons, you know, why having kids seems pretty bleak now, and I think that's kind of like a given. I'm not even like an anti-natalist or anything. Like kids sound great, but I think one of the like positions was like somebody like tweeted like they might as well be gay married. Like there was another video of this couple who was doing some dink shit, right? They were videotaping. They were fucking recording. Their little edit, their TikTok edit of their dink.
Like they're making a sex tape, dude.
Hulk Hogan style, doing like a dink day in the life, and like it starts off with them making the bed, like going to do chores. They're just fucking dinking around, and this guy like retweeted this video. He was like, they might as well be gay married. And like it's just like he's just like telling on himself. It's like, so you don't think gay people should be married? Like that's like you don't think people should be married unless they're gonna have children, like
they can reproduce. Yeah.
And then also there's these other motherfuckers who are all like, oh, this is so selfish of them. Like, why are they choosing to stop the bloodline, the fucking bloodline? Like I like
the bloodline. Yeah.
Like the, like, I don't know. It's like, I thought, like, go ahead.
No, yeah, it was funny how like on some of in the article it was like, for the most part, on like TikTok, all the comments were like pretty harmless. But then as soon as like it gets reposted on Twitter, they're like, some of the comments were like, you're both genetic dead ends. Congrats. And enjoy your highly depressive and meaningless existence.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why people are so mad. But I get. Well, Elon. I sound like an Elon apologist now. I'm not. I just
apologize for him. Do it.
If you read the article, his whole thing is that like, oh, so now you're in charging other people's kids to take care of you at your old age. Like, so he's like, all right, in his world, what are they called? They're not called nursing homes. What are they?
What is he talking about? He's going to be asking for people to take care of him. Like his fucking kids hate him. And like, he has all the money in the world to like employ people to take care of them. Like, isn't that,
yeah.
Well, it's I mean, that line of logic, it's interesting because, I mean, I think we, it's all kind of like, without like, you know, I don't know, like taking a moral position about it all and just like, you know, fucking zooming out for a second, it's kind of like, this is like the culture we live in now, like combined with, you know, like material circumstances for the majority of people. Like, I don't know if you know, like, elder millennials now, like they are like people who are 35 to like 45 now or 42 or whatever the fuck, like they're unable to keep up with their own lifestyles right now, like money wise like they don't have money put away for like retirement, they can't buy a home, you know, so like there's reason for them not to like have children. Younger millennials, some of them are like kind of like accumulating a little bit of wealth. I have no idea about like Gen Z or whatever, but it's like, all right, so everyone's feeling like the strain of like of how expensive the world is, combined with like climate catastrophe. Also, it's like, you know, let's just, folks, I love the kids, I do, but you know, the parents, they're not raising their best anymore. They are, like, compared to like,
they are not. They
just are, like, in, you know, I God bless them, but you know, whether it be like kids, I guess, like performing at, you know, a lower academic level than past averages, or just them, you know, developing like cognitive issues because of their like 12-hour screen times. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's bleak. So I understand why people wouldn't want to have it. And I think it just, but also like going back to the video, I think people just get really angry at people who document their lives like this in like kind of like a slice of life. Like, not even like, there's no narrative. There's not anything other than saying I exist, you know, going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
But also specifically in some of these videos, like seeing the boyfriend of the guy, and I'm thinking about the one video we watched where they're like making the bed, they go and do grocery shopping, they're doing chores.
Mm-hmm.
I think a certain online like reactionary segment is so like turned off. And maybe we are all kind of turned off too, to a degree, because we have to like, you know, assess our gender expectations. But like whenever we see men doing like in the home activity, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
It kind of irks everyone a little bit. It's like, why aren't you at war? You know, like why aren't you?
You should be at the coal mines.
Or like, why aren't you? Yeah, exactly. Why are you going grocery shopping? Why are you making the bed with your beautiful and loving wife? Why are you? You should be at the coal mines. You should be fucking working on the house. Like, you should be like, at least have a hammer in your hand. So like, whenever they see these people who are choosing not to have kids, who aren't like slaving over their kids, mm-hmm. Shit, can you say that? Can you say slaving? Sorry. All right. I don't know. or who aren't laboring over their children, their kids. You know, like their existence now is just about being in a culture of consumption, which is that's been the end project for like America for some time now. Like, all you are left to do is to be a consumer and having a consumer identity and wanting more and more and more, and you know, in order to like fucking fill the void in your like alienated life. Like, that's how you do it. And at least you're with someone at this point, so you don't feel so alienated in your consumption. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. That's my rant.
Should we get into some segments? I just didn't want to, you know, we've said it all about
wait, can about I say they, one more
they're
thing?
Just, they're just, they... They kind of remind me of like day in the life videos. Like, it's a day in the life. Remember that video of like the guy that was like a day in the life, like of a normal guy with I don't even know what it was. Normal guy, normal job in the Midwest or whatever. He had his like frozen Trader Joe's meal. It's like that, but now he's found now, but now he's got wifey and now they're doing the same thing, but they're doing it together.
All these online people they're mad that someone's showing a mirror to them. Like, that they are like the same person, like one degree over, like whether they have kids or not. And also too, like, the weirdos who are obsessed with bloodlines. It's like, bro, dude, like, what bloodline, what like genetic, like dead, like, what are you talking about? Like, your grandpa was probably some like poor outcast from like a European country who couldn't fit in, and he was fucking, people were giving him weird looks because they heard some fucking stories, and then he moved to America, and like that's where you're at, like that's what you're preserving, like. And then also it's kind of like, you know, the bleak truth is,
it's not personal.
No, that's not my story, but maybe it is. I have no idea. Well, the thing is,
you don't know my background.
No, that's fair. That's true. I was thinking about, but anybody who's obsessed with bloodline, I don't know. It's like,
no,
it's probably
sure,
some weird white weirdo, right? Like, right.
Yeah.
It's like in like three generations, you're going to be forgotten anyway. And like, honestly, if you're not forgotten because you have a digital footprint, you're fucking like, your kids are going to erase you from memory because they're going to be so cringed out at the shit that you're putting out. Like, they don't care about you. So, yeah, we should move into some segments.
Okay. Dude of the week. Is that what's first? Doesn't matter.
No, it does not matter.
Yeah. Let's do dude of the week. You're not going to know this dude of the week. All right. This guy, not sports related, but his name is Bob Lucas. Sounds like a fake name. I know.
Yeah. I love a double first name. I love that combo.
I've been following Lucas, spelled L-O-U-K-S. I've been following this guy on Twitter since 2017 ish. Through almost three crypto cycles, I'm back on my bullshit. He's been
God.
The wisest.
I knew where this was going.
Yeah. Most level-headed voice of reason. If I would have listened to him back in 2021, maybe I'd have a little humble home upstate today. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the fury of crypto Twitter media. I don't know if it's because now, like, I'm talking about it again that like. I'll get served like my algorithm on YouTube is now like a video on CNBC of like everyone talking about how Bitcoin's pushing 44K and et cetera. But, so, you know, if you dabble in the space at all and are on Twitter, I'd recommend giving Bob Lucas a follow if you have any money invested. That's my dude of the week.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like I totally forgot about crypto other than checking my like portfolio almost every day out of just like habit until okay. You brought it up.
Yeah.
Well, no, like it's just like, I'll just like, oh, where's my money at? Right. It's like checking your fucking 401k.
Yeah.
Except not as much money as in crypto as it is in other investment accounts. But yeah, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I got to start paying attention for this next cycle and just know when to get out, you know, when timing's right, when, you know, there's no panic, just get out. But then the thing is you get FOMO too, because then once it's all the way up and you fucking pull out, you're like, God damn it, why it can't be stopped. So I'll follow him on you know, Twitter. I need a new interest to get into. Maybe I'll be a money guy. Maybe through being a money guy, right. Like I will like do better with my money. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, the thing is we were talking like weeks back or like a week back, like, yeah, I had no idea Bitcoin was down at 15 grand like at the start of the year. I was like, brother, I could have bought some fucking, well, I don't want to air out anything, but like,
yeah,
but now it's at 30. Now it's at 30. Like you could have doubled your money.
All right, this year I'm prepared.
Yeah,
everybody's gonna see screenshots on my Twitter. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, it's the thing is I think the healthy advice is always just like risk, like just whatever you're willing to risk, like that, you gotta live with that, you know. So
I'm risking less, and I'm just like, as soon as I've made a small amount, I'm out. It's not like the last time where I was like, I need $1 million. All right, you got a dude of the week?
Yeah, mine isn't as my mind's not so much of a stranger. It's kind of been out for a couple of weeks now, but I don't want to talk about that movie. But my dude of the week is Ridley Scott, which I think in the last week I've heard from two separate people that he is kind of the Sofia Coppola for dudes. And not really. He's not like style wise, no, not at all. Okay. But like in that everyone was excited to go see Napoleon, you know, all the dudes were lining up to go and see it. And you know, like you mentioned the Roman Empire earlier, and it's kind of funny, I don't think about the Roman Empire at all. And I hate that meme, but I do actually think about, you missed this while like Evan and Lauren picked me up from the bus station in Monticello, like to kill the time. It was like dark out, and I can't tell if this is embarrassing or whatever. I was like, you know what? I was talking about Napoleon because I listened to some podcasts mm-hmm. about Napoleon, and I've watched like a long ass docuseries about him, and he's a very interesting guy. And you know, I'll bring out little factoids here and there, and because it's just like there's mm-hmm. just so much that happened during that time, like
mm-hmm.
that we don't have documented. Like, I mean, we have documented in like written form, but like there's no like movies for it. Like it feels almost like people don't think about it at all. But anyway, I wanted to mention Ridley Scott because that movie was fine, but there are two movies that I think people should check out. The one is his debut film, which is The Duelists, which follows. Mm-hmm. Two military men during the Napoleonic Wars who have beef and they dedicate their lives to dueling it out whenever they see each other. And it's over the span. It's over the, like the, you know, the Napoleonic era. Mm-hmm. That's a great movie. It's kind of wild to see Napoleon now and watch that movie. Cause they almost seem like it's like, oh my God, the same director did this, because Ridley Scott now he's very like, he does everything very fast. He's just like whipping them out, and he's kind of lost his touch a little bit. But he also made another movie called The Counselor, which came out in 2013, and it was written by Cormac McCarthy, mm-hmm. RIP. And Cormac McCarthy wrote it in a day because he was bored. But and he doesn't really do movies. I think he also did. Yeah, I think that might be one of his only screenplays, but someone can correct me if I'm wrong. But this movie's incredible. It stars Cameron Diaz, Brad Pitt, Javier Bardem, Penelope Cruz, mm-hmm. and it's about a gringo cartel lawyer in love who's naive about his environment and his position. And there are some of these mm-hmm. monologues that you see some of these great actors have like with each other, these combos that are very like literary. And I think there aren't like enough movies like that, because you know, when you write screenplays, you have to be pretty concise with it. You have to be very economical about like what you're trying to get in there. But because, you know, it's Cormac yeah. McCarthy, he's going to like give you some really like incredible, you know, like metaphorical exposition in this dialogue. And it's worth, and the action's pretty sick. So check that out. Those are two recommendations. I'm a man of movies these days. Follow me on Letterboxd. that's it. So that's it for my dude of the week.
Okay, Dewey Rude.
Dewey Rude.
Yeah, Dewey Rude.
Yeah, I got two. I'll do one really quick. All right, so Everything Bagels. When I go to a fucking bagel shop and I say, hey, may I please have an Everything Bagel with like scallion cream cheese, not toasted, they look at me like I'm fucking crazy. Like, why would you never want to toast your bagel? And my reasoning is this: why would I want to like burn to a crisp? Why would I want to nuke the like the zesty seasoning on this bagel? And two, why would I want the cheese melting in my hands? Like, it's idiotic. Fuck that. Second Dewey Rude is the healthcare marketplace. So it's that time of year again, folks. And you know, sometimes you think, all right, they're punishing things that happen when you turn 30. Like, you know, your body doesn't move the same way it used to, wrinkles start developing, mm-hmm. you know, yada yada yada. But there's one thing that you don't realize that happens when you turn 30, and because you're not paying attention to the finer print in the healthcare marketplace, mm-hmm. when you sign up for catastrophic healthcare, which is usually like $200 a month, and it just covers like basically a crazy, like something that would happen where you would have to get like a heart transplant or something, right? It's not the best, mm-hmm. but you're covered. When you turn 30, you are no longer eligible for catastrophic healthcare insurance. So you're forced then to go and purchase a $700 plan just to be covered. So what I mean, a $700 premium. With the $700 premium, that's like the lowest, and it's like probably the shittiest healthcare plan you can get. So yeah, you're basically at that point, $700 a month times 12. What is that? Like $8,000 in premiums before you even reach your deductible. Yeah. So I've been sitting with that for a little bit. I haven't decided whether I'm not going to pull the gun on healthcare, but you know, this is a health and wellness skincare podcast, and I think I would be very hypocritical of me not to have healthcare. So we'll see. That's my
Yeah, I've been getting texts from the government lately saying enroll in healthcare now. It's just a click away, and I'm like, it's a click at $8,000 away. But my Dewey Rude, I hadn't served in like months. I don't mean serving like being on the, you know, most eligible bachelor list.
Yeah,
I meant like serving at a restaurant. because I've just been bartending. Anyway, it's, I forgot how wild it is. People really be yelling at you over like the most minor inconveniences. And I'm like, listen, bud, this isn't a Michelin starred restaurant. Like, sit back, relax, enjoy the chaotic ambiance. Have a glass of some overpriced wine. We'll take care of you. Just have faith. That's my Dewey Rude. I forgot about Dewey Do's and Don'ts. You got Dewey Do's and Don'ts?
Yeah, I got a couple. I'll make it quick. Dewey Do. All right. So, well, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, serving, the headaches are back. It's not a good place to be, but you know, I think it's just it's a commentary on, I think mostly just Americans and like in like they're so not used to inconveniences and they lose their shit whenever like there's just something so small because they're so used to everything being their way and on time. But anyway, do we do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
All right. So we've had a lot of gym talk on this episode and something occurred to me today because I was feeling so just like my laundry is here. I haven't done it in a while. I need to go drop it off. I'm all out of clothes. I don't really like wearing dirty clothes. So I had some just like general sweatpants on. I think we've talked about what I wear to the gym, you know, once in a while, but I had the thought to myself,
yeah,
like just go to the gym in whatever you're fucking wearing. Like, you know, like if
jeans,
thinking you need to be like in workout clothes or you think, oh God, it's all dirty, I can't go. That is a limiting belief. You know, you think guys in prisons give a fuck if their shit's airism? You think they give a shit about that? No, dude, get your ass up, get yourself to the gym, take the 501s there, fucking do your deadlifts, rip some pants, fuck it. Like it's you'll feel better about it. You'll feel better that you were able to cross something off your list that day and your body will reward you for it too. So that's a do-we-do. And then another do-we-do, I don't really have any don'ts this week. Re-up on your humidifier filters. If you have a canopy or any kind of filter, also another something to like, if you're experiencing a lot of like street noise, you live in Brooklyn, you live in a like a 200 square foot apartment with no window, but you hear the street every day, go and buy a humidifier because it acts as like a white noise a machine during like at night. So you're able to sleep better. And I always appreciate that. So when I don't use my humidifier and I'm just hearing shit like left and right, I'm like, God damn, like how do I, especially like now, cause it's like, you can't use the window unit as like a white noise machine. Mm. So that's my last do we do.
Well, I can use the window unit because my radiators are so hot that I either have to choose between opening the window where then the noise becomes even louder or just turning on my AC.
I don't think you're supposed to do that though. Yeah, he texted me too, but I don't think you're supposed to do that because AC? No, because the thing is it like
No, I don't think so, but it just gets so hot.
It's, well, you got to do it for a second.
Maybe that's why my lips fucking.
No, but the thing is, it makes the radiators work more because they're trying to regulate the temperature. Like, there's a thermostat somewhere in the building, and you're like, I think that's right. Somebody could correct me on that, but like my landlord has been has told me that. He's like, don't open your windows.
Okay, the way they be turning that, no, because there's been times where like I don't open it all night, and it just keeps. If you saw my landlord, I'm sure there's no thermostat. I think he has someone in the building manually turning it on.
He's got spotters, dude. He's got shooters.
It's on when it's like warm, and then when it's cold, like they just turned on right now, and it was kind of cold like all day. But all right. That's all I got. That's episode 134.
Till next time, everybody.